My name is Deborah Sawyer, and you are listening to another episode here at Sawyer's House on Anchor FM. I think I said that already, didn't I? Anyway, let me help you out. Let me help you out. We have quite a bit to get through, and it's been a minute since I've spoken to you all. Miss you all. How is the festive season, you know, coming along? I can smell snow in the air. You know, we've had a bit of snow as well here in the United Kingdom. So welcome to this episode again here on Anchor FM. I am your host today, Deborah. So I can help you with your Christmas shopping. I can definitely help you with your Christmas shopping. You know, all that stress, the stress of worrying about what to do and what to get and how to get through all this, you know, shopping you have to do. What will she like? What won't he like? What will they want? Am I getting the right thing for them or not? Let me put you out of the stress. Let me relieve some of that stress for you. So in today's episode, I do want to talk to you certainly about financial matters, finances relating to your loved ones, your kids, your children. You know, this time of the year can be quite, first of all, let's talk positively about it. It's a fun time. It's the holiday seasons, you know, everyone is going to be winding down almost in every corner of the world. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, it's that time of the year where most places will shut down for at least a day or two, if not more. For some, it's longer. And so in the lead up to Christmas, and if you are someone who celebrates Christmas and you have kids and you really want to streamline the whole process of shopping so you don't get stressed out, because that's the flip side to Christmas. In as much as it is quite fun and a joyous period, it can be quite stressful for some when you see all the hustle and bustle going on out in the streets and you're thinking, oh my gosh, can I cope with this? I feel like everyone's doing so much, and maybe you feel like you're not doing enough. Well, let me reassure you, you are doing enough, and I'm going to help you out today. So today I want to talk about the four gift rule for Christmas. Now, it doesn't have to be necessarily for Christmas. You can use this rule any time of the year when you want to gift something to someone, anyone, but particularly for your kids, young ones, young adults. This comes in handy because it helps you to really stay focused rather than get carried away with all the bright lights out there and all the noise and the singing and the merriment and the joyous atmosphere. We do need to keep things in perspective. So the four gift rule for Christmas, the first rule, and all of these rules, I really, really like them, but the first rule, which I'm going to talk about, is something to wear, something for the person you are giving a gift to, for them to wear. Don't we all like nice gifts of something to put on, something brand new? Someone gifted you something to wear. Now, the something to wear doesn't necessarily have to be a physical item to wear. You could buy gift vouchers from places where they sell items to wear, and that could be something to wear on your head, that could be something to wear on your feet, that could be something to wear around your waist. You see, the options are, you know, endless. It could be undergarment, it could be something to wear around your neck, it could even be something to wear around your face. It could be something to wear around your eyes. It could be something to wear over your ears. So you get the drift. So that's the first rule. The second rule is, Before I go into the second rule, let me just emphasize these points. And the thing is, even though it's a four gift rule, this also doesn't mean that you must or have to buy four gifts. No. But if you're feeling generous and you want to, or you are thinking, I'd like to buy a handful of things for my children or my child, but I don't actually know where to start. I don't know what to get. Yeah. So this will help you to just stay focused and have these four things. But you can buy one of four, two of four, three of four, or four of four. So the next rule, rule number two, and this is in no particular order. Is something to read. Wow, this is pretty straightforward. Something to read, yeah? Something to read could be magazine, yeah? I'm certainly loving the Money Week Junior magazine, which you can find in Europe, definitely in the UK. And I think the US also has a version of Money Week Junior. So it's a magazine that gives kids all sorts of different activities to do, from activities relating to the environment, geography, physics, home economics, finance, money management, all sorts of different things. It's jam-packed with different activities for kids. And you can subscribe to them and have these magazines. Now, this is not a paid promotion or a sponsorship promotion, nothing like that. I just like the magazine, and that pretty much is it. But that's something to read. So it could be magazine, it could be comics, it could be books, yeah. It could be an audiobook, it could be an ebook, but something to read. Okay. So that's rule number two. Rule number three, something they want. What has your child been telling you? So maybe your child has been saying, I really want this dress, or I really want this hat, or I really want this, 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 that, and the other. You could double up here. So something they want might be something also to wear. Something they want could also be something to read. So therefore, they're getting double of that. Yeah. So if it's something to wear, you're buying them something to wear, like a dress. And then when it comes to rule number three, which is something they want, could also be an outfit. So they get two outfits, yeah? Or perhaps maybe something they want is a book, but you also have rule number two, which is something to read, which may not necessarily be a book, but it could be a magazine. So you can vary it. Or if it's something to wear, you could get a dress and then you could get a hat. So they get a combination or a mixture of things. Yeah, so that's rule number three, something they want. They would have told you, you would have asked them, there'll be something they really, really desperately want. It could be a game console, it might be something big, it might be something very important to them. Maybe it's something they've waited for all year round, and this is, you know, the time they would like to have something they really, really want. And of course, finally, this is the part where you have free play. So rule number four, the final rule, is something they need. Now, unless your child comes to you and says, I really need this. And of course, when it comes to finance and financial education and financial literacy, our kids need to understand the difference between what I want, wants, and needs, necessities. Yeah. So rule number four is something they need. And what is it they need? Yeah, it could be food. Food is a necessity. So maybe what they need might not be what you wrap up as a Christmas gift, but you're going to provide them with a nice spread on that day. Yeah, so that's a really good example. You can free play with it as well. Something they really, really need. Yeah, although it may not necessarily be one of the three basic necessities in life, because we know the three basic necessities is food, shelter, and clothing. But again, it could be you giving them a spread on the day or on the day you celebrate. It could also be clothing, which is a necessity, which already they've already had two options already to have, you know, clothing. So this could be an option to give them a third item of clothing, but it also could be something you decide that they really need. So it may be the fact that they require a, you know, desktop computer at home to be able to sit down at a desk properly and do their work, as opposed to them using a tablet, which is quite small, just as an example. Yeah. Or it may be, hey, you pick this one rule number four, something they need, and you have a young adult who has started driving and they really could do with a car, a small car, for them to be able to get to work on time if they're working or they're at college. And when you weigh up the cost of taking public transport every day, it's quite expensive and the journey is quite long and very cumbersome and very, you know, complicated and tiring for your young adult. You say, hey, you know, I'm going to give this child something they really, really could do with, they need right now, and we will get them, or I will get them, a car. So that's the four gift rule for this season. I hope you find this really, really useful. And so before I wrap up, I'm just going to go through those four, you know, key areas again for you, which is something to wear, something to read, something they want, and something they need. So with that being said, thank you so much for listening in today. Wherever you're listening to this on listening platform, my name is Deborah Sawyer of Sawyer's House. I do all things financial education and literacy for kids and young adults through yourselves, the parents. And I'm just going to wrap up by saying to you, the whole essence of teaching kids to be financially smart is for them to be able to understand how to spend better, how to save bigger, and as they get older and transition through life, how to invest bravely. Until next time, speak to you soon. Ciao, ciao. Bye.